Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is now saying that the U.S. could be battling the spread of the coronavirus through August, maybe longer. The administration is asking Americans to adhere to some new social distancing guidelines for the next 15 days, like schooling at home when possible and avoiding gatherings of more than 10 people. The message is geared especially toward younger people to do their part so that they don't inadvertently endanger the lives of the elderly and people with underlying health conditions.
Avoid discretionary travel and avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, and public food courts.
Moments ago, Trump acknowledged the U.S. may be headed toward a recession. However, he also predicts that once the outbreak turns the corner, there will be a market surge. Add disruptions to tomorrow's primary in Ohio to the growing list of unprecedented disruptions. State officials are recommending a delay until June 2nd. NPR's Pam Fessler reports absentee voting that's already underway will continue till then.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announced that state officials have decided it would be better to delay in-person voting until June because poll workers and voters have expressed concerns about turning out on Tuesday. But he also said that he does not have the power to make the change, and a lawsuit would be filed by affected voters seeking the change, and the state plans to support that action. DeWine noted that officials could not tell people that they really need to stay home while also telling them to go vote. Three other states, Illinois, Florida, and Arizona, still have primaries scheduled for Tuesday. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
NPR's Rob Stein says scientists have begun testing the safety of an experimental vaccine.
Doctors have started injecting the experimental vaccine into healthy adults in Seattle to start a six-week study to see if the vaccine is safe. The study will involve a total of 45 volunteers who will receive different doses of the vaccine, which was developed by the federal government and a private company. If the vaccine is safe, researchers will then test it in hundreds and then thousands of people to confirm the safety and see if it works. Officials stress it will take at least a year to 18 months before the vaccine might be available. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Well, the U.S. markets are reflecting surging anxiety. NPR's Windsor Johnson says a short time ago, the Dow dropped more than 3,000 points or 13%.
The S&P 500 fell more than 7% shortly after the open, triggering a temporary pause in trading. The massive sell-off on Wall Street comes despite another emergency move by the Federal Reserve. The central bank yesterday slashed interest rates to nearly 0%, the second rate cut in 2 weeks.
NPR's Windsor Johnson reporting. Dow's down nearly 13%, S&P's down nearly 12%, NASDAQ is down more than 12%. This is NPR News. The nation's two largest college admissions test programs have canceled upcoming dates because of the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports the ACT and ACT, rather, an SAT will not be given in March, April, or May.
The ACT is moving its next test from April 4th to mid-June. Students will be allowed to reschedule for free. Meanwhile, the College Board announced that it is canceling a makeup SAT exam scheduled for the end of this month and a national test date scheduled for May 2nd. Their June dates are still on for now. In 2019, over 2.2 million high school students took the SAT, and 1.78 million sat for the ACT, most of them in the fall. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News.
France is ordering all restaurants and bars across the country close, and authorities are telling Parisians to stay out of the parks until further notice. They are desperately trying to make it more difficult for people to infect each other with the coronavirus by reducing their numbers in public. However, many people in Paris have been ignoring that advisory, vexing officials at the forefront of the battle to contain the outbreak in France. In other non-COVID news, a Catholic priest is being retried today after his conviction was overturned twice in connection with a broad sexual abuse scandal in the Philadelphia Archdiocese. The new judge presiding, Monsignor William Lynn, is defending himself against a single count of child endangerment. Prosecutors say he put children at risk by transferring a known pedophile priest to their parish in 1993. This is NPR News.